You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
Let us pray. Holy God, sometimes the work that has been set before us is too much, and we are not capable of earning our own righteousness. But we thank you that you save us by grace and your unconditional love. So help us to have faith in you. Amen. Do you remember when you used to be able to travel? You know, for me, that wasn't even like 8 or 9 months ago. That was like, my oldest child is 11, so it was 11 years ago. Sherry and I, before we had kids, we decided that we would go to Nicaragua. I had a friend that was in the Peace Corps, and he was in northern Nicaragua near a small city called Esteli, and I had been there once before in college on a mission trip. So we thought it would be cool to go back and visit him. And we were young and adventurous, so we only had 2 reservations for the whole trip. One was a one-way ticket from LAX to Managua, Nicaragua, and the other one was a one-way ticket from Costa Rica, next country down, back to LAX. Everything else we would just figure out. So we got to the airport in Managua, and we found a bus that would take us north to Esteli. Now, the bus was not a Greyhound bus. It was not a charter bus. It didn't have reclining seats or TVs or air conditioning or not even close to a bathroom. It was a school bus that was used for mass transportation, which is very common throughout Nicaragua. And Sherry and I, we didn't have suitcases because, you know, we were being adventurous. We had backpacks. And there was no room for our backpacks anywhere on the bus. So the driver said, you can put them up front on top of the engine. And that was our only choice, either that or have it in front of our faces on our laps. So there were our backpacks. And we kept a close eye on them the whole time since we were at the very back of the bus and they were at the very front of the bus. And the journey was okay until we got closer and closer to this northern region. And once we got into it, the roads were terrible. There was construction everywhere. And if you have never seen construction in a developing country, it looks a little bit different than what we're used to, right? You don't see necessarily steamrollers and things like that. In this situation, concrete was poured for like the curb only. And then the workers would stretch a line across it so they would know what was level or if it was banked. And then all along it, they were placing stones and bricks and tapping them in, each one at a time by hand. So it was a slow process. And it made our journey kind of slow as we got there. And the closer we got to the little city, the little town, the worse it was, until by the time we pulled into the bus station, it was completely torn apart, the roads and the city. It was a mess. And when we finally got off the bus, we met our friend Craig there, and we asked him, what's up with this? Why all this construction? And he said, well, elections are coming up, and our local governor-type person ran on a platform of improving infrastructure. And since he only has a couple weeks left in his term, he figured he might as well deliver on some of those promises so he can get reelected. And he laughed, and it was kind of a joke among the people, like, wow, it's a little late, don't you think? The people in that situation were feeling frustrated with their leader. feeling like, you know, they were extorting them, taking the resources from them, and they weren't getting that in the infrastructure that they were promised. They were frustrated at the corruption. This same frustration is what drove the people in the New Testament out from Jerusalem and all the Judean countryside to visit John the Baptizer. They were also feeling extorted, feeling like corruption was weighing them down. Because in order to have their sins forgiven, in order to observe their religion, they would have to travel from the countryside into Jerusalem, now occupied by the Romans. The currency that they had to use, you know, throughout the economy, you couldn't take it in the temple because it had an image of Caesar on it, and that was sacrilegious. So the first thing you had to do is you had to exchange your money. And you know, whenever you exchange money, you're going to lose a cut, right? What's the exchange rate? Then you have to buy your sacrifice, maybe a turtle dove, something like that, to atone for your sins. And by the time you get in to practice your religion, you've been fleeced. Originally, the temple system was set up by God as a loving care and kindness and mercy to help people have their sins forgiven and have a fresh start, but the system had been corrupt. And that's why John's message was so appealing. He wasn't charging anybody anything. You could be rich, you could be poor, you could be a Roman, you could be a Jew. And if you went out to the desert to where John was, he's attracting country people and city people. They're going out to the wilderness to him, confessing their sins, being baptized, and having their sins forgiven. John is mindful of the words of Isaiah that says, comfort, comfort the people. They've already paid double for all of their sins. Now is the time for forgiveness and grace and mercy. This reminds us of our own religious tradition of being Lutheran Christians. Martin Luther, 500 years ago, also was upset that the people were being exploited. You had to literally pay and buy indulgences to get yourself time out of purgatory and into heaven. And as Luther dug into the scripture and he read the Gospels and the letters of Paul, he said, no. No, these works, this corruption, this charging isn't what saves you. God's mercy, God's unconditional love and mercy and grace is what saves us. We're saved by grace through our faith and not by our works. So Luther told people to have faith. John, the baptizer, told people to have faith. Isaiah, the prophet, told people to have faith. And one way that you have faith is to prepare for God. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make the paths straight. Prepare your heart. That's the only work you have to do. And that's what we are called to do in this Advent season. So when we were traveling in Nicaragua, we got off the bus, we got through the bus depot, and our friend Craig led us on a little tour of this small city that we were in. And our backpacks were heavy, and when we got to the town square, he said, you could take your backpacks off and leave them here. And I looked around and I thought, where do you mean leave them? I was looking for like a hotel where you check your bag, but that wasn't there. And I said, is there lockers? Is there like a bus depot where we put our lockers? He goes, no, just leave them on that bench right there. And we'll go walk around the city. And I said, excuse me? Just leave my backpack in the city that I've never been in, bustling with people? He said, yeah, it's safe. Look around. And I looked around, and next to the bench where he pointed, there was a woman selling food. She had a table with sandwiches and tacos on it, and it was covered with plastic. And she had a fly swatter in one hand, and she looked at us, and she said, "Hola." And I went, "Okay." And then I looked over here, and I'm telling you, we were in the countryside, and there was a man with a cowboy hat, and he had a cerdo, he had a pig, with a long rope, and the rope was tied around the neck of the pig. And to get it to move, he would use the other end of the rope and give it a little whack on the back, and he was leading it through the town. I saw children playing, and Craig said, "Just go ahead and leave your bags. They'll be fine." He looked at me and he said, "Have faith." And I said, "Well, won't someone be tempted to steal?" He goes, "It's not like that here. You're not in the city. You're not in LA. You're not in Manawa. You're out here." He said, "If anybody touched your stuff, word would travel around this community and that person would be ostracized. These are traditional family community values in this northern region of Nicaragua. No one's going to touch your stuff. Because we're not saved by our works. We're not saved by carrying our burdens, doing it all on our own. We're saved by grace." So we took our backpacks off, we left them, and we toured the city. We walked around all day, all afternoon. People were generous. People welcomed us. People shared food from their own tables, people that he knew. We had the most delicious beans and rice. It was called gallo pinto. Black beans and rice, homemade goat cheese, homemade tortillas. We didn't earn any of it. It was grace. We learned in our time there that the people in that community, faithful people, God-fearing people, they were able to laugh at the road construction because they had already prepared the way of the Lord. They had prepared their hearts. We are called to prepare our hearts, to have faith, to accept God's grace as a gift to each of us and not something that we earn. So let us prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.